There are so few things anymore that are not politicized. And that's why it was so refreshing to see Marylanders of all political stripes support paid family leave in a poll conducted earlier this year. Maybe the pandemic coalesced voters more on this issue, but the truth is there was unity around paid family leave in polling long before anyone had ever heard of COVID-19. Now, politics aside, paid family leave is also supported by the majority of Marylanders regardless of age, race, wealth, or geography. I think that's because when it comes down to it, we really are all the same on some level. We want what's best for our families. That means having time to care for a new child, a sick spouse, or an aging parent. It also means not having to choose between caring for family in times of need or keeping our jobs. Now, there are those who say that the proposal needs to be studied more. Well, after 4 years before the Maryland legislature, we think it's been studied enough. The Maryland Senate agreed and recently passed paid family leave in that chamber. 9 other states and D.C. also agreed and made it law. Businesses all over Maryland agree and say that it's now time for Maryland to be able to care for our families when they need it most. This is the year. We all need time to care for our families, our neighbors, our employees, and our future. The first 5 years is produced for Maryland Family Network for WYPR. For Maryland Family Network, I'm Doug Lent.